nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Praise the Lord. So, when my wife was pregnant with her first child, King, that was in 2010, we were contemplating using two hospitals, either mother and child, or first mercy. So one day, the Lord did not only show me, tell me the hospital we will use. He showed me the room we are going to use, and the people that will attend to us. Praise the Lord. So I'm telling you cases that you hear. So the hospital we are going to use, and the people that will attend to us, because we go there, that's the hospital we use. So at least 10, 20, we may not know their name, but we know the physicians or all the nurses. So, and I described somebody to her that so person. So when we got there, when it was delivery time, we went there, they checked us into that room, that same room. So when everybody kept coming, when they're around there for King's delivery, when they're around there, when they're in the afternoon, so everybody, I said, I've not seen that particular nurse. He just showed me the nurse. That's not the nurse that will deliver, but God gives you signs. So when the lady walked in, I said, look at the room, and look at the lady I saw in the revelation. Praise the Lord. That was when I wanted to deliver a baby. Can you deliver that baby and have a stillbirth? Praise the Lord. Can you deliver that baby and you now begin to hear maybe the baby, one accident here or there? So you are in charge. You are on top. That's what the supernatural does. That's why the Bible talks about the Holy Ghost, that He will show. What did the Bible say He will show you? No, He said He will show you things to come. So what is the tenor of your walk with God? Of our walk with God? He said the Holy Ghost will show you things to come. Somebody was pregnant. Now I'm look at what I wrote here. Now I wrote shadow. Praise the Lord. Shadow, and I wrote the real deal. We say the Old Testament, these are shadows, and the New Testament is the real thing. What we call shadow was men. That's why I say something about men being on collision course with spirit. That's what the Bible is all about. Men are on a collision. It sets people on a collision course with spirit. Jacob one day was just going to meet his brother. Just normal things that happen amongst a brother. He was one day going to meet his brother. On that way, he fought with an angel. Yet to say these things are shadows of what is going to come. It's shadow of the real deal. That you and I have the real experience. That those ones are talking of what is coming. Those ones are just a herald of what is going to come. This was a man. He was going to meet his brother to reconcile with his brother. On that way, he had what? He collided with spirit. Or he had a collision with an angel. The Bible says he wrestled with a. This was not a dream that I had a dream. I saw something I didn't understand. He fought with an angel. And the angel said, your name is no longer Jacob, or what?
Abraham, but Israel.
But Israel. This is what. So I'm trying to open, make us see what is understand certain things about the gospel promise. So that's the shadow, but this is the real deal. We have the substance. Now Rebecca, when she was pregnant, and sometimes say the two, just like say the babies were kicking, and she went and he said, these are two nations in your womb. He said the younger. The elder will serve. That this was a woman that was pregnant, and God began speaking to her about the children that were in her womb. Praise the Lord. So I'm trying to whet up our appetite. Whet up our appetite and our thirst for the supernatural. Abraham one day, he was just sitting in front of his house. They said three men were just coming, and Abraham looked up and saw them, and he recognized that one of them is the Lord. What if Abraham did not recognize them? They would have just passed. They will not force themselves into his life. They will not invade his life. Abraham recognized that this way. He now invited them into his house, and they should see that he's going to make a meal to them. Why they ate Abraham? That's when Abraham, he made food with them. He didn't eat. But I'm sure maybe the one that I wrote, he had lunch with God, because it's not the food in the pot they gave them. At least they will still eat the one in the house. So when they made the food, they served them, they sat down and they ate, and Abraham was washing, and he began talking with them, and we say this is a shadow. That what is going to come, Lola, that these things are shadow of what Lola will experience under God. These things are shadow of what Lola will experience with God, what Topper will experience with God, that all of these things are shadows. It's not compared to what is coming. The Bible even said that even now that they are in heaven, that they are envying we that were here. And yet we cannot even read ABCD, the first letters of the Spirit. The first letters of the Spirit. Say two nations are inside this womb. That's what is happening. He said, why are these people disturbing me? A lot of disturbance. You know, even our first pregnancy has not been pregnant before. So, you know, say, okay, this one is even more than the former pregnancy. It's just because that they were so much rumbling in her stomach. And she went to me and said, these are two nations in your womb. They began fighting already. Before they were even born. These things are what? You see, these are shadows. what about Mary? One day, angel just visited her, and that you'll be impregnated by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will put the baby inside of your womb. So, can you see the tenor, you know, of our relation, the tenor of the relationship you ought to have with God? That was the case of Mary. Praise the Lord. Mary still existed under the Old Testament. Don't confuse that the story is in the New Testament. Mary still existed under the Old Testament. Even Jesus' ministry was still under Jesus' ministry on earth was still under the Old Testament.
Yes, sir.
Mary was still under the Old Testament. Spirit just appeared to her, you'll be pregnant. So, what about Cain? He just finished killing his brother. Then God appeared to him, he began talking with God. Amen. In all our spirituality, we cannot discern out. Cain was talking with God, my brother's keeper. Okay, let nobody slay me and everything. Yeah, these are shadows. How you can relate and commune with God. This one, not as if you even relate with God from heaven. God has even, the Lord himself has relocated through the Holy Ghost and relocated into our, into our spirit. What we have is awesome. It's not something you should be taking for. What about the prophets? You see all those, when you hear Elijah, when you hear Elisha, you are talking about what? Please, I want you to echo it.
Shadows.
When you hear Elisha, when you hear Elijah, you are talking about what?
Shadows.
Say the real deal is in the New Testament experience. The life we have today with God. So it should be full of spirits. It should be full of encounters. It should be full of powers. Read Hebrews 13, verse 1 and 2. Yes, I'm going to take us outside to pray. I'm going to take us outside to pray. You're going to press. That's what opened the gates of the super. We are not going to dwell on that. Sometimes we're going to talk about it. But that's what opened the gates of the super in the New Testament. You see this 3D in the New Testament. What opened the gate to this experience? What you have in 1 Corinthians 13. He said, okay. And you now talk about love, right? What's the next verse?
Remember to welcome strangers in your home. There were some who did that and welcomed angels.
Okay, somebody has read it again. 1 Corinthians 13. Hebrews 13.
Let brotherly love continue. Don't neglect to show hospitality. Don't neglect to show hospitality, for by doing this, some have welcomed angels as guests without knowing it.
Okay, who are the guests? You can read yours.
Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares.
He said, by so doing, people have entertained angels without knowing. How did they not know? When Abraham saw angels, he knew. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
No, look at it. When Abraham, did he not know?
He knew.
When Abraham, he just sat well. Even Lot. When three men came into the city, Lord looked at them and said, these are not just men. But look at this one. He said, people have entertained angels without knowing it. Angels slept with them. They came to the dining table with them. They sang hymns together. They did hallelujah together. Maybe after one or two days, they left the house. And they never knew that they were visited by angels. Spiritual but what? Somebody wants to preach a message. Say, spiritual but gullible. One of the gifts of the spirit. What is one of them is what discernment of what? He said discernment. You will see spirits, you know them. When you see the Lord, you know this is the Lord. When you see a spirit that is not of God, you know. When Paul, that they were preaching, somebody was just icon. These are people that are speaking by the Holy Ghost. These are the spirits of God that visited us. He looked at that person, he said what? That this person was speaking by another wrong spirit, right? And he casted out the demon out of the person. He was not celebrating that maybe another, you know, you're hailing them. This man that brought the knowledge of God to us have come here. You look at one of those who are celebrating the gospel. Praise the Lord. He said, these are what? You'll be preaching sometimes and say, Pastor, ride on. Amen. That person saying, ride on. Maybe my, if you have discernment of spirit, not all the time, but you might discover what Paul discovered. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. Someone, hey, like that. They are not listening to the message. They are not listening to the message. You know, you have some people hearing some message, and there are some people are weeping and crying. You know, you say, right, you say somewhere there, and he say, right on. All kinds of mixed multitude in our meetings. But Paul could look at them and could discern. Praise the Lord. Say, why is it you discern spirits? That's why people go and marry, of course. They don't understand. Yes, now. He said, Abby?
Yeah.
Somebody going this and that, like that. You know, after I said, I never knew all kinds of things after 1 or 2 years. All kinds of things in the home. They just marry and marry, of course. It's a discern. This person relating with you, you discern the person's spirit. So they are not surprised. They should not be surprised in marriage. After 2, 3, I didn't know he was like this. I didn't know, and all of those. No. You discern. That is what we call the supernatural. If you don't learn to work with the supernatural, that is how we begin to hit, hit our head on the wall. Hit our head, you know. Hit our head on the wall. Lady gave me a testimony. She was about marrying somebody. The lady was listen to me. She wanted to marry somebody once. So the spiritual head would look at her and say, that person, don't marry this person. So she refused to marry the person. 1 or 2 things, say, no, don't marry this lady, this man. You don't marry that man. So she was telling me recently, he now went and married another person. So they have about 3 kids now. He said that some few months after that time, and the person was telling him he was going to a relationship, did this and that. Say 3 months, some few months, is about is it some few months after the person married? After she married, the person married. That means most likely the relationship has been existing.
Yeah.
But he said after about her own first child is like 13 years, the person is still not, there's still no child in that home. There is still no child. She told me that story. He said there is no child in that home. It's not as if God cannot give children if you pray and everything, but you know that spiritual sensitivity. So she said, look at the pain and the toil she has been delivered from just by that one word of obedience. Praise the Lord. So you discern spirits, and you discern your environment, you discern people. We walk with discernment on it. Our life is like people that are walking in the midst of water that infested with crocodile. Every place is danger. Every place, this world is infested with spirits, infested with landmines. Everywhere there is danger. If you are not talking about kidnappers here, armed robbers here, people that will poison people that will do this, people fraudsters, everywhere is infested with spirit. So why don't they give you discernment of spirit? That's the prophet. We've read Hebrews 13 verse 1. He said, some have entertained angels without knowing. How come they did not know? These are people that have not trained up, you know. What did I say? They have not trained up their what?
Their spiritual sensitivity.
They have not trained up their discernment. The discernment of spirits. So it's your responsibility as we grow in God, as we grow in love, as we walk in faith, we grow in faith, we grow in love, our sensitivity, spiritual sensitivity gets sharpened. Praise the Lord. When Paul talk about spiritual gift, he said, I show you a more excellent way. I say that way is what? It's love. When he said desire spiritual gift, but I show you, that's 1 Corinthians 12, he talk about spiritual gift. The last verse, I show you a more excellent way into operating the gifts of the Spirit. And he now began to talk about love. That's the last verse of 1 Corinthians 12. Then he now enter 1 Corinthians 13. Now, I said the real deal, that's number one. Then number two, I talk about the apostle. So when you look at the prophet, he says it's a shadow. If you look at the life that the apostle live, they live daily. Their life is so full and so rich of the Spirit, you know, of spirits, of powers. That is the real deal. This is our daily life. Then I now wrote down, what did I write here? Please
me.
Pronounce it.
Me.
Eh?
Me.
Whether I say you, me, just pronounce. What did I write here?
You.
What did I write here?
You.
And what does it mean? What did I write here?
You.
What did I write here?
You.
And what does it mean?
Me.
What does it mean?
Me.
Some people are not talking. I said all of us should echo it. What did I write here?
You.
What did I write here?
You.
What does it mean?
Me.
What does it mean?
Me.
All right, open to Acts 1 chapter 8. Yes, Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
What do you say you receive?
Power.
What did he say you receive?
Power.
Who will receive the power?
Me.
Eh?
Me.
Who has received it?
Me.
Here, who has received the power?
Me.
So what is your testimony in the power? Everywhere has it. I said, what is your personal testimony in the power? Eh? Wait, who shall receive power?
Me.
So who has received it?
I.
Have you received the power?
Yes.
So what is your personal testimony in the power? That's the question. Okay, look at Acts chapter Luke chapter 10 verse 19.
And I've given you Acts 10:19.
Yes,
I've given you authority to trample on snake and scorpion and to overcome all the powers of the enemies. Nothing will harm you.
Please, another translation. I want us to one by one. Let's read. Okay, all right. Okay, you read before my sister will read. Okay.
Listen, I have given you authority so that you can walk on snakes and scorpions and overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you.
Okay.
Behold, I have given you authority.
Okay, hold on. Please, read it. Okay.
Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you.
When you say over all the powers, that's a story I gave us now in Kebbi State, that they called me today, that they were choking themselves with knife and did not enter. He said, over that power, I give you another power. Praise the Lord. Is that not what you read? That's the power of the enemy. They were piercing themselves with sword and knife, it was not penetrating. He said, this power that I give you is over that power. So any conceivable power you can think of, the power that Satan has that can crash the road and crash the whole family and crash the whole car, he said, you have a power that is beyond that power. The power that Satan has that you go to the delivery room, the baby will come out, the mother will not come out, or the mother will come out, or the baby will not come out. He said, I give you a power that is beyond that power. Praise the Lord. Are we on the same page?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. My sister, read your own version.
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Okay, somebody should read Luke chapter 24 verse 49. Luke 24 verse 49.
And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high.
Endowment of power. No, can you see the real deal? Say this is a shadow. No, it's a shadow. The new is the real deal. That you, not another person. He said, you will be endued. That word, the word endowment, what does it mean? No, these are things you carry and translate. You translate it to your daily experience. This is what it means to live in the spirit. He said, if you live in the spirit, this is what it means to walk. To walk in the spirit. This is what, to live in the spirit. It's not talk. This is reality. What does it mean to be endued with power? Endowment. What does it mean to be endued?
Yeah,
from your layman knowledge.
To be soaked.
You know, until you are overshadowed by the power of the Spirit. Can you see? So he said, I give you power to trample on snake and scorpion. Acts 1:8 talks about until you are, until what? tarry in Jerusalem until you what? Say, tarry in Jerusalem. What does Aswan he tells us? Tarry you in Jerusalem. Okay, it's Luke that says you should tarry in Jerusalem. I say you shall receive what?
Power.
Now, have you received? Can you now begin to learn to begin to walk daily in the power? Not joke every day. You will go talk. I will tell you. Okay, try to pray, try to study your Bible. But this one, every day trying. That is how you build and develop your faith. You must experiment. You grow by use. The Bible talks about having your senses exercised by what? By reason of usage. It is trying to exercise that power and that dominion on the daily basis. When you speak into your life. Things will not come to you on a platter. You must take it by force. Say the kingdom suffers violence and the violent take it by force. When you have spoken to yourself that I'm not going to enter the is it labor market they call it? Labor. Where men go to labor and sweat. Praise the Lord. But that's not the covenant. The covenant is favor. It's a goodness and mercy will follow you. All the days of your life, when you know that you are going to enter the people market. These are things that relate to your life on a daily basis. When you know that you will have people. He said, so shall men give what? He said, press down what?
Shaking together
and running over. This is the measure that men will give it to you. These are promises that we have been given great and precious promises. These are things you must take it by. You must take it by power. You must take it by bow, and you must take it by sword. If not, it will not come on a platter of gold. Praise the Lord. Amen. So this meeting, you know, press into the supernatural. This is your life. This thing is written about your life. The Bible is not written for people in China. The Bible is not written for people in town. It is not even written for people in the next building. The Bible is written for you. You personalize it. It's written for you and it's written for them. But the Bible should be seen in first person, and that is you. Learn to read your Bible in first person. The Bible is general, it's for everybody, for you and for everybody. But when you read it in a sense of first person. Praise the Lord. And what is true of you is true of everybody. So learning to read it in first person, then you now begin to learn how to walk in the reality and in the truth of those things that are written. Praise the Lord. Now, my brother went to do family introduction. It's now he begin to speak into your home. This way, he's now begin to speak strength, begin to speak power. You begin to speak what will happen inside of your home. The thing that you have to permit it. Certain things you permit it, and certain things you don't permit it in your home. This is what we're talking about. The supernatural. We're talking about. We want to talk about the supernatural. You design your home. When somebody wants to build a house in the natural, now what happens? You just stand on the site and the building will just appear. You just stand there, Abby. Or maybe the people, the engineers and the laborers that come, they'll not be saying like this, like this, like this. There will just be confusion. You know what you wanted to do. The picture expressed in your heart. Translated into a paper. They'll put a design. And you stand on that site and they'll build a house. That's how it manages. You speak into your home. He said, what did Jesus tell you? Anything you allow on earth is what? Whatever you bind on earth, that the power rests with you. Whatever you bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you allow, whoever sins you remit is forgiven. Whoever sins you retain is retained. All of those things are the power is with you. But if you don't understand the supernatural, you cannot bring this into being. And Satan will just use it to play football. One spirit will just come and be dancing around everywhere. And just be using it to kick you from one room to the other room. Praise the Lord. So the ball is entirely in your court. This is what Jesus came and this is what he died for. Everything, you see this ball I divided into two. This one is shadow, this one is the real deal. This is what Jesus died for. Died for you to have, not just for you to go to heaven. It's beyond that. Not just for you to go to heaven that I may make it. It's not for heaven at last. Praise the Lord. Say heaven what? At last. All of those things. No, it's part of it. All of those things, but here on earth to live a life of victory, to live a life of power, and to live a life of truth. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can you begin to pray and begin to talk to the Lord? I've shown us all of these things about They saw one man, still under the Old Testament. They told him that he's not going to die until he does what? Simon. Even death has, for your life, oh, death has been suspended. Death has been suspended until you see the Messiah with your physical eyes. So now you now hear that maybe that man was going to, maybe he was traveling to Lagos one day and he had a car accident and he died. Is it possible? Eh? Maybe that there was a plane crash this morning, and one of the people in the plane crash is Simeon. Abi, we were not told his surname, but Simeon in the book of, that was the book of Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Let's say Simeon in Luke chapter 2 has died in the plane crash. It was not possible because death has been suspended by the Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The psalmist says, I will not die. I will not die, but what? To declare the goodness of God, the glory in the land of the living. He said, I'm not going to die. He said, I will not die. He has rejected and banished death out of his life. The Psalm 91, how did that beautiful psalm end? He said, how did he end it? He said, with long life. He said, with long life will I satisfy you, and I, Jehovah, will show you my salvation. I told you that scripture when I told you about great and precious promises. Some of those say, keep these scriptures. This is all for you, but you must take it with the bow, and you must take all of this word with strength, and with your arrow. Praise the Lord. Jacob said, I'll give you one portion above your brethren. He told Joseph, which I have taken out of the hands of the Amorite with my bow and with my sword. I took it with strength. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can you begin to appreciate the Lord? Please, I want all of us to stand up. Press into the atmosphere of this. Don't press into the supernatural. The supernatural is yours. That is the real deal. This is what the gospel is all about. This was why Jesus came in the first place. Abundance of life. Abundance of life. I asked us a question. Who received the power? He said, you. That's me. Who is the you? He said, me. And I said, what is your testimony in the power? When they give you 3 hours to talk about the power of God, the testimony of the power of God that you receive. It's okay, I got born again, I got baptized, I got filled with the Holy Ghost. It's not just speaking in tongues. He said, when the Holy Ghost comes, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes. As the Holy Ghost comes, power comes. Power. Power for every aspect of life. When you enter a vehicle going to Lagos, you just look at everybody there. Of course, you say they are privileged. They are privileged because they are guaranteed safe journey to Lagos. Because you are sitting in that vehicle. The boat wanted to capsize in Acts 27 or 28. An angel appeared to Paul. That don't worry. That there will be no loss of any life in this boat. Only the ship will be destroyed. But everybody's life has been given to you. That's why was minister to Paul in Acts 27 or 28. He said, there stood by me an angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I serve. Said, there shall be no loss of life in this vessel. When you sit down in the vehicle, when you sit down in the plane, this is the supernatural. This is the supernatural. This is the supernatural. It is the supernatural that suspends death. It will suspend physical and natural death. It will banish it out of your course. It will banish it out of your homes. He said, they shall not cast their young. They shall not cast their young amongst you. That has been suspended until old age. That's what that scripture means. Exodus 25. Exodus 25, 25 or 25, 23. Say nothing cast thy young death. Premature death. I is suspended. David was anointed. They pursued him into the wilderness. God put oil on David that you will be king. You will sit on the throne of Israel. They anointed him with oil. The whole nation went after his life. Pursued him into the wilderness. Drop him out of the coast of Israel. That same David returned into Israel and sat on the throne of Israel as king. That is a supernatural. They touched his head as a young man. As a young boy, that you will be king. You will sit on this throne. Men gathered after his life. The whole national army went after his life. That same young man, that same boy returned and he sat as king over Israel. That is the power of the supernatural. What has God spoken about your life? What has he said about you? What has he written about you? Align yourself with God. That is what we be. That is what will happen. You told Joseph, I'll make you a star on the earth. I'll make you a governor. You will rule over the earth. His brothers misunderstood the vision. They say, can you come and rule over? Even his own father. So we're talking about Joseph ruling over them alone. But God was talking about the whole world. They sold him, they wanted to kill him, put him in the pit, took him to prison. That same Joseph, he sat upon the throne of the whole world. That same Joseph governed the whole world because Jehovah has spoken it. The mouth of the Lord has echoed it. The Lord has spoken it. This boy will govern the earth. He will govern the earth. They said, look at him. His brothers, they look at him. Not even his brother Satan. He said, let's kill him. Behold, they say he's a dreamer. Look, there come that dreamer. Behold, there come that dreamer. Let's kill him and see what will become of his dream. Joseph was invisible to death. Death could not find him. That sought him and death could not find Joseph. Because the word of God is over his life. Is the word of God over your life? Have you received power? The power that suspend death until you are 70 years. Until you are 80 years, have you received that power? Have you received that power? Have you interacted with that power? Have you spoken to that power? Has that power spoken to you? Have you walked in the realm of that power? This is the gospel. 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 This is what Jesus died for. This is the real deal. This is the real deal. Thank you, Father. 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 Can you press in? Can you press in? Can you press in? Press in, press in. Press in. Thank you, Father. le kanta le kototore mushere malakada ye bebe lekete malakada e kere mushere malakada e kada malakada le remo koto malakanda e tetere intalare malakanda e kere intalare mushere malakada ye kere intalakada e kere boko malakada lele intala akada e kere intalare wo koko mushere inta amma talare intalakada le kere kere balakada e bere intalaka le kore malakada le re ka balaka inta e bekere intala malakada anta talaka e keke mele inta malakada le re malakada e kata balare intalakada le kete malakada le kipara e kata le malakada le roshire malakada e kare malaka. Praise the Lord. Please, I want us to go and pray outside for the next 1 hour. We'll go outside and pray for the next 1 hour. You just pray. You just pray on your own. Just pray on your own. I want to introduce us to gradually like that. So do it on your own. Learn to take a prayer walk. Learn to walk around your environment sometime and pray. Sometimes you seclude yourself, you pray in the room. Sometimes you take a walk, you pray. You make declaration, you make decrees. You speak into the atmosphere. The Bible talks about the spirit, the power of the spirit of the air. The spirit of the air. You speak into the atmosphere. You speak into your own atmosphere. Praise the Lord. Let's go outside and pray.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Nation on your heart.
Oh Lord, we ask for the